This is JIS News. Coming up, Senate approves five orders under the Proceeds of Crime Act, $25 million Center of Excellence opened in St. Elizabeth, and Labor and Social Security Minister urging citizens to assist persons with disabilities. The details after the break.
Emergency! Emergency! Too much carnage on the road!
Get a idiot, no man, no man.
Go on a carrier driver, go on a carrier. Not passenger for pick up, money we say. Yeah.
Doctor, shut up, you man, right. If you no love for your life, me love mine. Furthermore, you can't overtake when there's an unbroken white line. You should know that driver.
Thank you, Jesus. Me still alive. But look how me want the driver.
We have to stop it.
Now.
Stop it.
Now, right now,
we have to stop it
now.
A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing.
Now the news. The Senate has approved five orders under the Proceeds of Crime Act POCA as part of measures to combat money laundering. The orders will cover non-financial businesses and professions as the government continues to implement anti-money laundering measures. Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding says certain sectors are outside of the traditional financial sector and, in keeping with international requirements and trends, should be subjected to anti-money laundering measures. Senator Golding says the orders will designate these professions as non-financial institutions under the provisions of POCA. The orders, which were approved in the Senate November 29, will come into effect in 2014. Residents in Santa Cruz and surrounding areas should start benefiting from improved medical services with the recent opening of the Santa Cruz Health Center of Excellence in St. Elizabeth. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says phase one of the work done totaled some $25 million. Minister Ferguson, who opened the center, also broke ground for the start of phase two of the project, expected to cost $88 million, bringing the total investment to $113 million. Funding for the project is being provided by the National Health Fund. The Santa Cruz Health Center of Excellence is one of four to be officially opened. The remaining health centers, Darlaston Westmoreland, Isaac Barrent in St. Thomas, and Claremont in St. Anne, are now at varying stages of completion. The Health Centers of Excellence forms part of the government's strategic priority for human capital development. Labor and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer is urging citizens to assist persons living with disabilities to play a greater role towards nation building. Minister Kellyer says the 10-12% of the population living with disabilities can make valuable contributions in improving Jamaica's productivity.
And that is why I say let us as a nation spare no effort in breaking down the barriers and opening the doors for an inclusive society for all. A great part of this process of inclusiveness involves preparing the members of the disabled community to impact the wider labor market.
Minister Kellyer was addressing the Abilities Foundation annual open day in Kingston recently. He's also hailing the Abilities Foundation for the work it has been doing in preparing persons with disabilities to match the skill sets required for the job market. The Abilities Foundation is a voluntary organization working to deliver quality vocational training and education to persons with disabilities. And Jamaica recently deposited instruments of accession on Maritime Salvage 1989 at the International Maritime Organization IMO Secretariat in London. The instruments were presented to the IMO Secretary General Koji Sekimizu by Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, at the IMO headquarters. Dr. Guy, who is heading Jamaica's delegation to the 28th IMO Assembly, also presented two maritime protocols to the IMO Secretary General. In making the presentation, Dr. Guy pointed out that the instruments are a sign of Jamaica's continued commitment to the work of the IMO. He notes that the Convention on Maritime Salvage 1989 is important to Jamaica as it will encourage marine salvors to respond to shipping casualties or other incidents in Jamaican waters that could affect the country's coastal interest. The 28th IMO Assembly got underway November 25 and is expected to conclude December 4. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.